Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of spasticity. But before we do that, it'll just get useful to just consider the concept of motor control. If I take a graph and I say that's motor control on the y-axis, life in the x-axis, and we put some arbitrary threshold of what is independence, when a person is born, they're born with almost no control. Over time, control improves and they exceed a threshold of independence where they're able to do all activities required for themselves, and this will depend on an individual circumstances. And in an ideal world, you would hope that the person does not lose the independence till the point they die.